This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Our producer spotlight is brought to you by the National Dairy Producers Organization. And our guest today is Deborah Mills, who runs a dairy operation in southeastern Minnesota with her husband and family. Deborah, before the month runs out, we want to wish you a happy June Dairy Month.
This is 85 years that our nation has been celebrating the goodness of dairy products. Over 8 decades of tradition and hard work by our farm families who really pride themselves on producing milk and wholesome dairy products. There's a lot of activities out there during June Dairy Month. One of the most popular activities, many dairies will host a breakfast on the farm. The public is welcome and producers really want to show their farm. And we take a lot of pride in caring for our cows and producing high quality milk. I want to encourage everyone to try a new dairy product this month or a new flavor of ice cream. And I also want to invite dairy producers to join us on our NDPO's weekly Tuesday evening call. We'd really like you to join in the conversation. Those calls start at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and the phone number is 667-770-1476, and the PIN number is 330090, the pound sign. And that'll get you in the call. And we'd really like to hear from the producers across the nation.
What a better way to jump in than June Dairy Month.
Exactly. Exciting things always go on in June Dairy Month. You know, consumers have really woken up to the idea of sourcing their food locally. And there's many dairy farmers that are making their own cheese and ice cream and bottling their own milk. And yeah, if you have a dairy farmer in your community or your area, definitely go to their farm and buy the products that they're producing and making right there on the farm. It doesn't get any better than that.
As someone who is married into the dairy industry and has become a dairy farmer and now a member of the National Dairy Producers Organization, how long have you been with NDPO?
Yeah, December of 2019, I've been a board member of NDPO. Then I was elected secretary, so I've been secretary for 2 years. And I've really enjoyed that position because definitely it was an honor to be elected secretary. I think that the solution is so simple that what I like about National Dairy Producers Organization is that they are dairymen working with dairymen and not politicians. And I think that they have the solutions to changing the market and culture and practices at the cooperative level, and that will dramatically improve dairy farmer sustainability and profitability. So, you know, just contact anyone on the NDPO board and we'll be happy to assist the dairy farmers to be actively engaged with their cooperative management to balance the milk supply with profitable marketplace demand.
Thank you for the comments today, Deborah. Deborah Mills is a Southeast Minnesota dairy producer and a member of the National Dairy Producers Organization. And again, more details at nationaldairyproducersorganization.com.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
The latest government inflation figures show the general inflation rate running about 8.5% higher than a year ago. But for farmers buying what they need to produce a crop,
the lowest year-over-year inflation farmers are seeing is twice that on seed, with most commodity categories many times higher.
That's Dr. Joe Outlaw, Texas A&M economist. He told a House hearing that fertilizer prices have been 13 to 40% higher.
While some producers were able to benefit by locking in input prices early in 2021 for this year's crop, most indicated very little ability to do so.
So Dr. Outlaw says crop producers will likely see profit margins squeezed but not eliminated. Of course, last year, farmers got quite a bit of income from government disaster and COVID assistance payments, but USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says farmers will likely see government ad hoc payments drop drastically this year.
They're expected to fall $15.5 billion, or 57%.
Net income could fall an average of 4.5%, still enough with current high crop prices for most farmers to register a profit. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Introducing Agilent Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Proven profits while having a positive impact on the environment. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agilent Ruminant. Learn more at theagilentstory.com.